more than a feeling. So how do you feel today? Yeah. More than a feeling. Now, how we feel is important, isn't it? And one thing that I've become accustomed to is the amount of popular songs that concentrate on feelings is amazing. So we're going to have a little... we need the lights down a bit. We're going to have a little sing-along. This is not a worship session. This is just a little sing-along, little sing-song of all our feelings. So, Mark, hit it, man. No, I didn't think you did. Anyway... Flo Rida, they would have known that if they were in their 30s. When they're 30s? No, well, they're past it. That's the trouble. Okay. Anyway, feelings. These are the things that we act on every single day. My subject is more than a feeling. So I want to read a scripture, which is in 2 Timothy. I'd like just to read this first, and then we'll go on. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but has now been revealed through the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald, an apostle, and a teacher. That's why I'm suffering as I am. Yet I'm not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I've entrusted to him for that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. So emotions and feelings are really, really important to us. How many people, when they, you watch an emotional film or something, the tears start running down your face. Has anybody ever been to see Les Miserables? Can you? I defy anybody to watch that without shedding tears. I've been to see it a few times, and you just can't stop. The way you feel, the way that makes you feel, is something very different. It's a great story about God's grace, but not always obvious to everybody. But the way we feel about people, the way we feel about things, we can get all kinds of feelings. We can be happy, we can be excited, we can be sad, we can be furious, we can be all kinds, bored, hungry. Our feelings, and our lives are dominated by our feelings. The way we feel. We might feel really good today. We might feel a little bit under the weather. And the way we react to that is very, very different. But we always feel things. And, for quite a few years now, feelings have been one of the most important things. We've got to make ourselves feel good. That's why the special treat that should be just very occasionally happens every day, because it makes us feel good. That's why we do what we feel like if we can, because that's what we want. I can think so many times, you as a school teacher, you're in school and you say to somebody, this is what I want you to do, this is the class, you send them what to do, and then you get one. It's usually a teenage girl. It says, "No, sir, I don't wanna. I don't wanna do it. I don't feel like it." Well, who cares? Get on with it. We all have to do things that we don't feel like. And it's all about you know, our feelings are very personal to ourselves. And sometimes we can get very easily hurt, can't we? You know, if we're a very sensitive person, sometimes we can get very easily hurt. We can be on top of the world one moment, and someone just says something to us, some little thing. And what do they mean by that? How dare they speak about me like that? And all of a sudden, it comes in, that little doubt there. And, you know, easily offended. We can get, and sometimes, you know, but the funny thing is that sometimes the most sensitive people are the most insensitive when it comes to dealing with others. They can be easily hurt, but they can easily hurt others as well. And of course, we don't like criticism. We don't like criticism, so we get our feelings get damaged. And of course, as a Christian, we all experience feelings. You know, who has not been lifted into a different place when worshipping at some times? Who has not been actually really lifted and our feelings are affected in such a profound way when we're into a time of worship or a time of being close with the Lord? You feel his presence close to you. And then you do, it comes again another week, you don't feel anything of the same kind, do you? It's not the same. And it wasn't as good as last time. Does that mean God's changed because of our feelings? Our feelings are important, but they're not the only thing. And that's my subject this morning, more than a feeling. So, you know, you just imagine, you think about, most people in this room are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're Christians. I know that. Most of us are. Now, if you can think back to the day that you gave your life to the Lord. Now, maybe you can, maybe you can't. Probably most of us can. What did you feel? Now, I've met many, many believers who they look back on it and say, oh, it was the most fantastic experience. I just felt God come into me and living in me, and his Holy Spirit just came in. It was fantastic. And I've heard other people who say, I actually didn't feel any different. Does that make one person's experience better than another's? No. Because feelings are important, but they're not the only thing. And of course, you have come along this morning. How many people come along and don't feel like it today? I don't feel like meeting with all those people. I don't feel like it. Don't want to do it. And you know, if we went on our feelings only, how many people, if you didn't go to work when you didn't feel like it, what would happen? Yeah, you'd be sacked. If you didn't do it, when you didn't feel like it. You may not feel like giving up your time. You may not feel like giving your money in the gifts and the offerings. You don't feel like doing it, so you don't do it. If we give in to our feelings totally, then things will drift. Things will go downhill. And I am not devaluing feelings, because our feelings are important. Our feelings are very, very important. Feelings on their own can be unreliable. Sometimes we feel something. Have you ever heard of a Christian say, I really feel that I should be doing this, and I feel, and they say, yeah, I feel God's leading me in this way. And you know, you come back to them like a few weeks later or say, you know that feeling you had, you know, God led you this way, what's happened? And they say, it didn't work out. No. So just feelings. So if we have a feeling that God is speaking to us, we need to know a bit more than that. We need more than a feeling. And you know, God has given us his scripture. He's given us the word of God so we can see all kinds of things in it. So if it's contrary to scripture, then it's not right, I guess. Definitely. And if you can, you know, sometimes you can get wisdom and advice from other Christians. But the feeling on its own can be unreliable because, you know, there's one person who wants to affect our feelings, and that's the enemy. God wants us to have feelings for him. And when we are in God's presence, you can feel him. You know, sometimes when I feel the touch of your hand upon my life, it causes me to sing a song. Yes. Yes, of course. And we have feelings for others, believers, our husband, our wife, our boyfriend, our girlfriend. We have feelings in that way. But the feeling is not the only thing in our lives. We must have in our lives more than a feeling. And I would say that the two things that are really important to go along with our feelings when it comes to living the life of, in Jesus, is grace and faith. Grace meaning God gives us what we don't deserve, great stuff that we don't deserve. God's riches at Christ's expense is the old, simple way of putting it down. The things that we have not done anything to earn, the fantastic riches and wonderful things that God has got for us and has given to us, that we haven't earned them, we don't deserve them, but nevertheless he's given to them. He's given us Jesus, who went to the cross, even though he's God himself, and put himself in that situation where he takes our sin. He took our sin on himself, and he hadn't done anything wrong. Grace. And then it's our faith. Our faith may be a small thing, but do we believe that God is who he said he is? Do we believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? These things are the foundations. The grace that God gives us and our response to his grace, the fact that he comes first, he's done it first, it's not what our faith, it's his grace, and then we just trust him. And we say, and it's our trust in him, it's our faith, after receiving God's grace, that gives us the stability that we need. We sing that song. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Now, in the original version, it went on with, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And we tend to sing this cornerstone one, which is kind of the same idea. The fact is that our faith is more than a feeling. Our faith is built on Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. And the fact is, whatever we feel like any one day, we feel on top of the world or we feel miserable as anything, Jesus is the same. And the truths of God are the same in our lives, whether we feel it or not. Whether we have got all the doubts in the world, the truth is still the same. And of course, that's the same of non-believers. Whether they believe in God or not doesn't alter the fact that he exists and doesn't alter the fact that he sent Jesus to be our Saviour. So what I want us to actually grasp hold of in our lives is you may be feeling miserable. You may be feeling depressed and down. But the truth of Jesus in your life is the same as it ever was and it will always be. And his Holy Spirit, as we read in that scripture at the beginning there, his Holy Spirit. And Paul says in that letter to Timothy, I know whom I believed. I know who I believe. It's not, I feel a bit of this and I feel a bit of that. I feel I'm on the right track type of thing. No, I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. That's the old version, but which I was brought up on. But that is the point. The fact is, the cornerstone, the solid rock that we build our Christian lives on, is more than a feeling. It's great to have the feelings. It's great to know his presence. It's great to be caught up. You know that hymn writer said, lost in wonder, love and praise. That's great. But you know what? You may not feel like that. And reality, the things that affect us can affect those feelings that we have. And again, Satan wants to put other feelings into our lives. And if we rely on those, then we will go wrong. We need to just make sure that we have that solid foundation in our lives. And, you know, when we walk with Jesus, our love for him is more than a feeling. He has done so much for us. And we need to always keep that in our hearts. It doesn't matter how we feel. Well, it does, because, you know, it can affect us. But in the end, it doesn't matter, because Jesus has done it all for us. And he is the solid rock on which we build. And so I want us to just to pray now. And I'm just going to pray that we don't allow the feelings that are not of God, or the mistaken feelings that we can sometimes feel, to spoil what God has for us and what God is doing in our hearts. Let's just pray now. Heavenly Father, we are human beings. Our feelings are important. Lord, I pray you'd protect us from being oversensitive when people say things they may not mean them, and to hear the heart in which it's said rather than the feelings that it creates in us. I pray that you'd keep us as a fellowship of loving believers who love each other, who are committed to you, Father, who want to work together to build your kingdom with you. And Father, I pray also, Lord, that you would help us, that even when the feelings come to us, that we don't think that you're really close to us. Lord, I pray that that solid rock on which we build our lives, the solid rock of Jesus, the cornerstone, would be in our hearts, and we would reach out to that, reach out to the things we know, the things that are in your word, the things that don't change. I pray that you would just help us to cling on to those. And Lord, as we go through this week, I pray that we would have in our hearts, yes, feelings, but also more than a feeling for you, Father. Lord, I pray that we would just not give in to the feelings that are not of you, but we would just reach out to you in the times when we don't feel like it. We don't feel like praying. We don't feel like worshipping you. We don't feel like meeting together with our brothers and sisters. I pray that we would just reach out to you. Lord, it's not about us. It's not about how we feel primarily. It's about you, Father. It's about Jesus. Amen.
And thank you, Lord, that you see us as one, and we are your body, Lord Jesus. And you are powerful and are willing to lead us as well. So we thank you that we have the Holy Spirit that consoles us, Lord, and that is near us all the time and guides us as well. So we do want your guidance, Lord, and we do want to receive from you and to detect those feelings as well through your Spirit, Lord, so that we can ignore those that are not from you. So please teach us more and more to walk like you walk, Jesus, because you had feelings as well, that you could detect them, and you had insight and you had maturity because you knew the Father, Lord. We want to live the life that you live, Lord, and we believe that you are in us. So we thank you that we can go from strength to strength, that we can grow in you and learn from you, Lord. And thank you for the work that you are doing in all of us through your Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Got a video that just